Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10. And we're going to read together verses 27 through 30, and then we can be seated. Amen? Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace, and we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your loving kindness. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, We Are a Tulip by Grace. I asked the prayer team this morning, are you a tulip? Are you a tulip? Are you a tulip? And I got one kind of like odd response. I won't say who it was, but I think they thought that I was talking about tiptoe through the tulips. Okay, you know, no, we're not talking about that tulip. Amen? Tulip is an acronym that we're going to break down this morning. And when you leave this morning, you're going to leave with ammunition. You're going to leave this place knowing that God is for you, not against you. You're going to know that God has shielded you, that God has called you, that God has chosen you, that God's grace is going to see you all the way through the end. Hallelujah. And we're going to break down this tulip in just a moment. And so I put the tulips up there, but this is not what it's all about. Amen. So are you there at John 10, 27? Let's read together. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. Saints, Christians believe that all five doctrines of grace, there are five doctrines of grace we're going to look at this morning, and that the acronym, which is TULIP, accurately describes the Bible's teaching on sortology. That's a new word, huh? Sortology, yes. And you know what that means? The doctrines of grace, the teachings of salvation. This is not eschatology. Eschatology is prophetic events. This is sortoriology, the doctrine of salvation. The following is a brief description of each of the letters in the acronym TULIP. Okay, this is why I asked, are you a tulip? Let's look here. Acronyms for TULIP. Look at this. T, total depravity of man. We cannot do anything. Listen, before Jesus comes to you and I, the Bible says we're dead. We're dead. And so can a dead man speak? Can a dead man talk? Can a dead man move? Can a dead man do it? No, that person's dead. Okay, so the Bible says that mankind comes into this world spiritually dead. You're alive physical, and we're just walking around like doop-de-doos. But we don't know who God is. We don't even have a mind for God. The U is for unconditional election. We're going to look at this. Okay, then the L is for limited atonement. We're going to see this, how this ties in so perfectly in Scripture. Scripture is going to back everything up here. The next one is I for irresistible grace. We need to break all this down here. And then P, the perseverance of the saints. How many are so blessed to know that God's keeping you? If you think you're keeping yourself, think again. God is keeping you because he chose you. He saved you. Saying, so we're going to look at the first one, the T, the total depravity of man. As a result of Adam's fall, saints, the entire human race is affected. We know that. Can I get an amen? All of Adam's descendants are spiritually dead in their trespasses and sins. And I have word to back that up. Let's go to Ephesians 2. And you he made alive. Notice he had to make us alive. We were dead. Yeah, you came out of your mother's womb. The first thing, you're crying, right? You're physically alive, but he still had to come and make you alive. Look at this. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead, man. I'm talking dead as a doornail. You ever see people that you know that they're not walking with God? They have no desire for God. They are spiritually dead. They have no desire for the things of God. They don't want nothing to do with God because they're dead spiritually. You can't blame them. It's not their fault. Until God makes them alive, guess what? They're going to remain dead. Look at this. In which once you walked according to the course of the... We were dead men walking. According to the prince of the power of the air. Who's the prince of the power of the air? Who? Satan. So we were under his power. We were under his dominion. Oh man, I'm telling you. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Last week was atrocious. 19-year-old walking into a school, spiritually dead. He's one of those that are walking in disobedience unto God. Listen, let me just say this. When God in the Bible was removed from the public arena, now we have a generation of spiritual barbarians. They have no desire for God. They have no conviction. They are their own boss, their own ruler. And this is why we have chaos in our nation. And when you turn over your children to the school system now, back then when we were growing up, it was okay. But now, man, you're turning them over, man, to a left-wing, demon-driven group of people that don't care about your kids, and they're perverting your kids. Oh, yes, they are. Perverting them. Look at this, Ephesians 2 and 5. When we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together, what? With Christ. By grace you have been saved. Hallelujah. It wasn't because you was a good kid and that you mind your mom and dad and you mind the teachers and you were just so honest. No. He had to initiate, hallelujah, and wake you up from your death and cause you to come alive unto him. By grace you have been saved. We can't do this. Oh, man, look at me now. No. And there was nothing worthy of the call but his grace. Look at what it says in Romans 3 and 10. As it is written, this is the word of God. Now, you need to understand the depravity of man. Okay, and then we're going to get to the better issues of this message. But we have to first look at the total depravity. That's the T in the tulip. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. Did you catch that? Come on, you didn't come out of your mother's womb. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise him. Matter of fact, you came out of your mother's womb. I need a bottle. Wah! And as we grew, come on, man, some of us, if we look back, we were some knuckleheads. I know, I was a knucklehead till I was 30. Until he made me come alive, I was dead in my sin. Look at this. There is none who seeks after God. They all have turned aside. In other words, mankind has turned aside. When they come out of their mother's womb, they're not looking for God. They had nothing to do with God. Look at this. They have together become unprofitable. This is the depravity of man. Man is not seeking for anything from God. Look at this. There is none who does good, no, not one. If you can show me someone that is good, guess what? Because there's only one that's good. Who is it? Jesus is the only one that's called good in the Bible. Ain't nothing good about us other than we've been saved by grace. Saints, the Bible says that as a result of man's fall in Adam, all people are radically depraved from the inside, and that their depravity affects every area of their lives. Okay, there might be certain things that are tolerant to you that others do that, man, make you intolerant. There are some things that you can do. I'm talking about someone that is totally depraved, especially an unbeliever. But as we walk now in grace, God is equipping you and I and giving us this knowledge for what? Because he's coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. How many believe he's coming soon? Okay, so now we get that. You understand what the T is, right? Write this down. Total depravity of man. Okay, so now we're going to look at the U. Unconditional election. Woo, aren't you so blessed? Huh? Unconditional election. What is that? Saints, because man is dead in sin, he's unable and stubbornly unwilling to initiate a saving response to God. So if you went to, what's one of the grave sites over there off of, I believe it's right off of Imperial. There's Greenwood and then there's Holy Cross, right? Yeah. Right next to it. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys, if you were to get out of your car and just go to one of the graves and start talking to that one that's laying in there, do you think you're going to hear something back? You're not. Because a dead person can't talk to you. He's dead. And so we have to understand God's unconditional election. This is something that you and I are not responsible for. And we can't do none of this on our own strength. We can't. The Word of God tells us, though, look at this. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, God knows the ones that are going to be saved. Hallelujah. We had nothing to do with this. All I know is at the age of 30, man, he rocked my world. And then he gave me ears to hear and eyes to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was a dead man walking for 30 years, doing my own thing. People used to come and witness to me. And I used to say, get out of here, man. I'm going to punch you. You know where. I was mad when they would come and share the gospel with me. Get out of here with that. And then I would use, and forgive me, President Trump, the Trump card. I'm a Catholic. Leave me alone. I got my own religion. You got yours, I got mine. You didn't see me in a confessional on Sunday morning. I was far from a church. But we would somehow defend ourselves when people would come witness to us. Look at this. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. And the only way that can ever happen is he has to wash you in his blood. Because the dead man is all stained up. Look at this. Having predestined us to the adoptions of sons. He predestined us. Did you catch that? In other words, he foreknew. He knew your name. He knows. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he already knew you. This is beyond our comprehension. But it says right here, having predestined us to the adoption of sons. So he adopted you and I. Listen. We didn't grow up in the Hebrew faith. We didn't grow up in the Jewish faith. We didn't grow up knowing the Word of God. Can I get an amen? None of us knew that. And so when he chose you, he says, I'm adopting you now. Listen, I know some families that have adopted children, and they love them just like their own. And God loves each and every one of us because we're his. Can I get an amen? Look at this. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his... It was his good pleasure, his will, to do that for you and I. Look at this. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us. Did you see that? We didn't make us. He made us accepted in the beloved. In other words, he is the one that conformed us. He's the one that chose us. He's the one that elected us. He's the one that chose you and I. We had nothing to do with this salvation. But you're here because of what the work he's done in you. Hallelujah. And that's the miracle. You want to know what the greatest miracle is? It's not the dead rising, the blind seeing, and the deaf can hear again. It's we who were dead in transgressions and sins that he raised up. That is the greatest miracle. Come on, man. I came to the Lord with $500 of crystal meth in my sock. And no one was going to tell me anything about it. And then God said, I'm going to set you free from this. And I'm going to put my spirit in you. And now you're going to walk after my ways because I'm going to make you alive unto me. Oh, hallelujah. He made you and I accepted in the beloved by his grace. Can I get an amen? Man, somebody need to be happy about this. By his grace. Saints, these people are comprised of men and women from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. Listen, this is going to be a heavenly party, man. You know, there's this little cartoon that my granddaughter loves to watch every now and then. It's called Rio. And Rio, you know, then she sings it all the time. And what's a blessing about it is there's all kinds of different, like, birds in this movie. You know, and God was speaking to me. He goes, look, there's going to be so many different people in heaven from every tongue, tribe, and nation. They're going to be praising the king. Just look around. Nation, if you break it down in the Greek, is basically ethnicity. And so what do we have in here? We have Mexicans, Filipinos, we have blacks. What else we have? We have white. We have everything in here. Why? Because that's what God has done. God just said, well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just going to save your kind. And these guys, I'm sorry. They fall short. That's a lie from the pit. That's a lie from the pit, isn't it? Look, I got word to back it up. And they sang a new song. This is Revelation saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open a seal, for you were slain and have redeemed us. He has redeemed you. He has redeemed us. Look, to God by your blood. It's by the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of every tribe and every tongue and every people and every nation. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It's God was done for you, not what we did for him. Hallelujah. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. In the 1,000-year millennium reign. Can I get an amen? God's going to give you a position like no other. Hallelujah. And he's going to give you that new body. Hallelujah. That'll never tire. Hallelujah. Never grow old and never be diseased. Hallelujah. Why? Because he has chosen these things for us, the church. Hallelujah. Listen, saints, election and predestination are unconditional. Aren't you so blessed? Well, what if he came to you and says, well, I'm saving you, but if you fall short, I'm going to cut my ties with you and move on. Listen, ask yourself this. If we were unable to be saved on our own, why would he save you and then toss you away again? Have you thought about that? We can't save ourselves. We have no knowledge. We have no way. And if you can get to heaven on your own, man, tell me what it's like when you come back. Listen, where God reigns, it's called the third heaven. And the second heaven is the galaxies, the Milky Ways. The Hubble telescope could only look so far. And they're trillions of light years apart from each other. But yet God lives further than that. So if you could get there, come on, let us know what it's all about, man. I tell you what, as soon as you get there, text us. There might be some connection up there. Oh, I have no signal up here. Listen, saints, election and predestination are unconditional. They are not contingent on man's response to God's grace because of man. In his fallen state, our state is both unable and unwilling to respond favorably to Christ's offer of salvation. We can't. God has to initiate it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got some word for that. Look at this. Romans 8:29. For whom he foreknew. Okay, I want you to just, in your mind, or you, if you have a pen or pencil, when he says, whom he foreknew, write your name. Write your name right there. Because he knew me. He knew me. That's right. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined. In other words, he laid it all out before he spoke the whole world to existence. Your plan. And your plan is tailor-made. That he made. Aren't you so blessed, man, when you go buy a suit in the store that you can't just grab, okay, I like this color, and then walk home and put it on, and yeah, man, this is great. No, it has to be tailored. For me, I got short legs, so these pant legs got to be tailored. He has tailor-made your salvation. He tailor-made your position in Christ. Look at this. Predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined. That's us. Put your name there. These also he called. And whom he called, these he also justified. Did you catch that? So now when we stand before God, we stand before God just as if we never sinned. What? That's what justify means. It's justification. And whom he justified, he also glorified. Now, this is something we cannot see with our natural eye. But since he knows the beginning and the end of our life, guess what? On the end, what we cannot see, he sees you and I in our glorified state. He sees us already in the new body. Man, a body that will never die. A body that will never sin. He also glorified. Man, I'm telling you. He's the real deal. It's not, let's make a deal. This is the real deal. You can't make a deal with God. He's already did it for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed to know what God has done for you? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And look at this. For the children not being... Man, this was written 2,000 years ago. I need you to get a hold of this. Come on, when the New Testament was written, you guys were not even a thought yet. Your mom, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and further down the tree, none of them were yet alive. But look what it says here. For the children not yet being what? Born. Not having done good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand. Man, I'm telling you, when you get a hold of this, hallelujah, this is ammunition for the devil when he comes and tries to rock your world and say, hey, you have nothing against me. My father already bought me. Hallelujah, I am purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Man, come on, you got to stand, and you got to believe God's word, that he's for you, not against you. Can I get an amen? Amen? Look at this, that according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. He called you, he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look at it, not yet even being born. When this was written, we weren't born yet, but yet he knew us. Oh my God, you got to get a hold of this teaching. Hallelujah. Man, when I was studying for this, man, God was just turning on the lights. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And look at this. In Ephesians, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. Did you know everything that Jesus has is yours? Listen, what he has in heaven, I'm telling you, whatever the best Rancho Santa Fe has, pales comparison to what he has prepared you and I that love him. Some of you never been into a $40 million home. I've been on a tour. We've been a Rancho Santa Fe. And yeah, man, you're like, oh, well, you know, your eyes start coveting. You know, it becomes covetous. The swimming pool that's outdoors that goes into the house. You can dive from your living room into the pool. 80-inch televisions in the toilet. Horse stables and basketball courts. You're talking about a 20,000 square foot home. Well, the master bedroom is about as big as my whole entire home. That's the master bedroom closet. But we have an inheritance. Hallelujah, man. You got to say, well, yeah, right now, man, I can't even tithe. I can't even do this. I can't, man, you know, and what, man, wake up. Hallelujah. He's got something so beyond your imagination. He's got something, man, that's going to bless your life. Hallelujah. Forever, for eternity. Thank you, God. An inheritance being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, not our will. Our will will throw us off track. His will keep us on steady course. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Okay, so we looked at the T. Okay, what is the T? Total depravity of man. What is the U? Okay, so now we got to look at the L. Limited atonement. All right, we're going somewhere here. We're going, saints. The purpose of Christ's atoning death was not to merely make men savable and thus leaving the salvation of humanity contingent on man's response to God's grace. Rather, the purpose of the atonement was to secure the redemption of a particular people, all of whom God has elected, and Christ died for them, and they will be saved. Listen, we're here because he elected us. And because he elected us, guess what? It assures us that we got saved. Now, we have family, friends, and relatives and co-workers that are not saved. We get that. We don't know when they're going to get saved. We don't. And don't count them out yet. Don't count them out. We that are saved, we just need to be a shining bright beacon before them. Hey, praise the Lord. God, man, God is so good to me. Even when you're going through something, you let your light shine. Even when things start falling apart, the hubcaps fall off the car. And you say, I mean, you know what? Let the hubcaps go. God has a better will for me. Come on, you got to believe that. Can I get an amen? You got to believe that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen, the Word of God will always back up the pulpit. And if there ain't no scripture from the pulpit, man, don't even come back. Don't even come back. Man, I don't think they opened up their Bible once. What's going on here? Listen, if there ain't no word to back up what this preacher's saying, run. Get out of here. There. Ephesians, look at this. Look at this right here. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should what? Be holy without blame before him in love, having predestined us to the adoption of sons. He adopted you and I. Can I get amen? According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, by his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. We read this. I want to read it again so it drives home. It's got to drive home, man. Sometimes it got to get through our callous heart. You say, oh God, because the enemy is going to come to you one day after you've fallen short. I don't care what you have done, because we're all going to fall short. There ain't no perfect saint in here if you are. Listen, I've heard it say, well, you know what? I found this wonderful church, man. Man, it's perfect. This is what I want. I said, please, don't invite me there. Why? Because as soon as I get there, it's not perfect no more. If you're looking for a perfect church, look, keep looking. Keep looking. I think there's one way over there until you get closer to it. Oh, no, man, there's some ugly folks over there, too. And then we forget to look in the mirror. Jesus. Limited atonement. Look at this. Why is it limited? Why is it? If you ask yourself, how many do you know? And, you know, it breaks my heart to know. And thank God when we're in heaven, we're not going to have a mind for it no more. But how many can honestly say, and I can rattle a whole bunch of names, but here I won't. Folks that I know that died without Christ. They died in their sin. They kicked and screamed all the way into hell. They want nothing to do with God. Well, let's look at this limited atonement. So we looked at total depravity, right? Unconditional what? Election. And now we're looking at what? Limited atonement. So here is the word backing this up. John 17:9. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. See, he doesn't pray for the world. Did you catch that? He doesn't pray for the whole world. Jesus doesn't say, is your Bible read right? Read in scripture? He says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. God the Father gave us to the Son. Hallelujah. This is why this makes it so special. Hallelujah. This is why you can't say, well, you know what? I gave my heart back then in 1981. And then you find yourself still living like the devil at home. You got to ask yourself, am I really chosen by? Because if you're chosen by God, he's the one, hallelujah, that brings life to us. He empowers us to live holy. We can't do it on our own. Look at this. But for those whom you have given me, for they are what? Yours. It's not the whole world. We pray for the unbeliever. We pray for our family members. But there's no guarantee they're going to get saved. All you got to do is sow and don't give up. Keep praying for them. Amen? And when they come into the saving knowledge, then you can go back to the scripture and say, oh, God, you had them in mind too. Look at this. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Listen, saints, we are glorified in the Father. But what Jesus did, come on, man, this should tell you, hallelujah, that we don't serve a religion. We have a relationship with the God who spoke the whole world into existence. Can I get an amen? And what's his name? Come on, what's his name? Jesus. Oh, my goodness, hallelujah. Come on, I heard some of you yell louder at a Charger game. Come on, his name is what? Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Now, let's go a little deeper with this limited atonement. We got to go deeper, huh? We can't just build it off of one scripture. Scripture upon scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept. Can I get an amen? Let's go to this scripture, John 6. All that the Father gives me will come to me. What? Listen, when God selected you, there was nothing that was going to thwart his plan. Because he says right here, all that the Father gives me, what? Will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast him out. Oh my gosh. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, when he enabled us and he drew us, man, it was our heart. Oh God, he gave us now from a dead state to a live state. He enabled us. He woke us up from the dead, and then we looked at him, and we looked at the cross, and we said, oh, God, forgive me. You couldn't ask for forgiveness on your own strength because you didn't want nothing to do with God. But he selected you. Look at this. And by no means I will cast out, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that all he has given me, I should lose what? Oh, well, you know what? You went a little too far. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to cut you off right here. That's not what the word says. Does the word say that? Huh? What does it say? Look what the word says. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that all that he has given me, I should lose what? Nothing, man. I'm telling you. When the devil comes to lie to you in the midnight hour, man, you shouldn't have done that, man. Are you really saved? Man, this is where you got to rebuke the devil. Hallelujah. You say, I'm a child of God. I am born from above. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for the blood. And you start binding the devil. Why? Because if he can trip you up in your mind, that's where he has you. You have to rely on God's word, because his word will not lie to you. Thank you, God. All that the Father has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up that last day. What? Amen. You know what it means by he'll raise you up in that last day? The dead in Christ shall rise first. We that who are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with him. There's a day coming where he's going to snatch us out of here. Hallelujah. And he will deliver us from this body of flesh. Come on, man. God. Come on, man. This is the word. Amen. Be excited about the word. Look at verse 40. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have what? Everlasting life. You are all here because you believe in him. At one time, you didn't. Come on. At one time, man, you had no desire for God. Matter of fact, some of you were back home, man. Man, that 12-pack just went. I got to go to Stone and get some more. Oh, man. Wait. My stash is low. I got to go re-up. Oh, okay. You don't know those terms, huh? Huh? Look at this. He will raise up in the last day. Can I get an amen? Oh. And here is confirms the limited atonement. Because if he died for the whole world, then why do we need a savior? Then the whole world's saved. Uh-oh. Don't work like that. Look at this. No one can come to me, Jesus is saying, unless the Father who sent me draws him. What? In other words, unless the Father initiates and wakes you from the dead, guess what? You're not coming to Jesus. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Amen. And I will raise him up that last day. Man, I'm telling you, don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let doctrine and teachings and all the denominations lie to you. Man, I came from a church, the first church I came to. Man, they used to say, man, as soon as you even think a thought of sin, you're going to fall into the pit. And you know what that is? They were trying to implement fear so that you would not walk in faith. They were trying to hold on to everyone by fear. This right here is going to liberate somebody today. Amen. Because you cannot keep yourself. God has to keep you. Yeah. And we just read, he's the one that will keep you in the last days. Can I get amen? Amen. He will raise you up that last day. And you cannot come to Jesus unless his Father draws you. So God was wooing you since you came out of your mother's womb. He was wooing you. And he knew the day that he would initiate and enable you. It's like buying a computer software. Okay, so I downloaded it. Okay, now I want to operate this software. Oh, wait a minute. You need the password to enable, right? If you don't have the password, guess what? You're just going to look at the front page of it, and that's it. You can't go into the software. Well, God has to enable you. He enables you. Saints, many Christians prefer the term particular redemption, as they feel that this phrase more accurately captures the essence of the doctrine of irresistible grace and atonement and all the things we've been talking about. Now, it is not so much that Christ's atonement is limited as it is particular, but it is intended for a specific people. And guess who that specific people is? His elect. His elect. Hallelujah. And there's many churches around the world like ours that God has an election.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know, when you see a church that's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, you have to understand this. Not everyone in there is elected yet. Until they become born again, they're not going to want and desire the things of God. They're there religiously. They're not there through a relationship. Okay, so what did we look at so far? The T, the U, and the L, right? So now we're going to look at the I. How many so far are understanding what the tulip is now? Huh? So let's look at the I. What does the I mean? Irresistible grace. Woo! Irresistible grace. Come on. Saints, God has elected a particular people to be the recipients of Christ's atoning work. These people are drawn to Christ by a grace that is irresistible. What? Uh-huh. When God calls, guess what? Man responds. You see, remember we read in Romans, there is none that seeks after God. So as soon as we come into this world, we're walking away from God. We want nothing to do with God. And then when he makes the initiative, guess what? We respond. He causes us to respond. A dead man can't respond, so he has to make us alive. He's got to come and quicken us. He has to come and make us alive. And then we see the cross, and we go, oh my gosh, now we see that we couldn't see before because we were dead back then. So look at this. All that the Father gives me will come to me. It's irresistible. So in other words, because you've been elected, because you've been chosen, I don't care what you were doing in your life. For me, I just shared with you, you know, I was a drug dealer, drug addict, and just running amok. Where were you when God found you? What were you doing? Every one of us has a story. Every one of us was doing our own thing, huh? Man, I'm doing my own thing. And we were listening, shake a groove thing, shake a groove thing, yeah, yeah. Come on, we were out there. We were out there with the best of them. Come on, we were on that dance floor, man. We was in the club. Come on, we were in those back seats. Look at this. All that the Father gives me will come to me. Says, well, man, it's not like Jesus is with his Father up there. You think they'll come? I don't know. Did you call them? I called them. But they're not coming. Why? I don't know. They don't have that dialogue like that. They already made an election before you were conceived in your mother's womb. And guess what they did? They kept you alive until you made that choice. Can I get an amen? They didn't let you die. We could have died in our sin. You know, we got Netflix because there's a lot of great little cartoons for Brooklyn. But on the adult side, there's like Locked Up and all kinds of these thugs in there, you know. And all, man, I was like, man, God, you saved me from all that. I was walking that way. And you grabbed me by the nape of my neck. And you turned me around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed? Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We have the assurance now because I had nothing to do with this. It was all God. So if it's all God, He will keep me in my perfect ways. Hallelujah. It's not me keeping me. It's Him keeping me. Is this resonating in your soul? Huh? Or should we talk about, man, you need to give more? One offering wasn't enough. Yeah, I need a car. Yeah, you know, my VW bug in my garage, man. I'm praying while I walk in tomorrow morning, it'll be a caddy. And then you walk in. I got to pray tomorrow too. Keep on praying. God don't work like that. He's not Santa Claus. He's not the genie in the bottle. He chose us. We didn't choose Him. And the perfect life that He has given you is according to His will. So irresistible grace. No one can come to me unless the Father what? Draws me. Amen? He reiterates this in verse 40. This is verse 37. Look at verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up the last day. He repeats it over and over. For we could get this so we could understand. And look at this. Now, this next verse of Scripture is prophetic. Because you got to remember, this was what? Written by John 2,000 years ago. So we, you and I, we're that other ones in the other fold. Right here, look at this. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. That's you and I. 2,000 years later, that's you and I. We're the other sheep in that other fold. Did you catch that? It wasn't just for the Jews. It was for us Gentiles. And they will hear my voice. And look at that. It says, they will hear my voice. Listen, you wouldn't be here if you didn't hear His voice. You would be still out there, man. When is the NFL season going to start again? Man, I was just used to, man, my kegger in the morning. Started in the morning. Come on, we were like that. We all found something to do on Sunday. Or someone would just slept in. Yeah, all toe up from last night. Look at this. They will hear my voice. They will be one flock and one shepherd. Who's our shepherd? Jesus. Thank you, God. He is the chief shepherd. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed to know that He's taking care of our biz? Ask yourself this. From birth, He has been caring for you. Because you've been selected and elected by Him. He knew all the things you were going to go through in life. He knew that. He saw the roadmap, and then He knew when to intervene. Hallelujah. So that we wouldn't self-destruct. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Because in us, we are capable to self-destruct. Oh, yes. Even there's some saints that walk around. Oh, well, who's me? Man, do you know who your God is? Did you know what He delivered you from? Why are you in that pity party anymore? Get out of that. You've been hearing another voice. Saints, the teaching does not mean that God saves men against the will. Uh-uh. God changes the heart of the rebellious unbeliever so that he now desires to repent and be saved. Oh, man. He's the one that gives us a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. He puts it in us so that we can look at our sin and that we can see the cross and that we can see, oh, God, I have sinned before you. He's got to do that mighty work. That's why, man, it's so irresistible when He initiates the contact. Aren't you so blessed to know that? That He did it for you. He did it for us. Huh? He did it for us. God's elect will be drawn to Him. Amen. And that grace that draws them is in fact, irresistible. Remember that. You didn't come to him, well, you know what? I'm going to try religion today. I'm going to go to that church and, yeah, you know, I'm going to walk up to the altar and just say a prayer and then go back home and nothing ever happens. It was prophesied in the Old Testament what God was going to do with you and I. And guess what? We were part of this plan. Look at this in Ezekiel right up here. Ezekiel, I will give you what? A new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. God already foretold that in the days that we live in, that God was going to change us from the inside out. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm so blessed that we're not in a religion. Religion is ancient and old. We're in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And so now, as we come in with the last letter, so we looked at what? T-U-L-I, right? So there's a P. It's not for Plassey, though. You probably go, who's Plassey, though? I got Fee when I was in the eighth grade, and so it stuck. It was so simpler. You know what? They used to make fun out of my name in school. Placidio. Plastic. Placidodo. My band teacher used to call me Placidodo. I go, man, I'm tortured with this name. Hallelujah. But I'm so blessed now. Hallelujah. That we are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, water baptized in Jesus' name. Can I get an amen? Amen. Okay, so now we're going to look at this one. This is the key one for you and I. This is where you got to let the devil know, you a lie and you a father of lies. You know why? Because God is keeping me. Hallelujah. The P stands for this. The perseverance of the saints. In other words, he's going to keep us. He's going to keep you. He's going to keep me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not keeping us. He's keeping us. He's preserving us. Hallelujah. He's watching over us. He's binding those things when we are asleep. He's encamping angels around your home. Hallelujah. He's put a shield about us. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, we go through emotional situations of life, but that doesn't change his position on us. Come on. For us, we can love someone in the morning and hate that same person in the evening. Oh, I thought you just told me you love me. Yeah, but I hate you right now. God doesn't play like that with us. He's not like us. We're so fallible, man. We're gullible. We're like yummy, you know, gummy bears. Saints, the particular people God has elected and drawn to himself through the Holy Spirit will persevere in faith. None of those whom God has elected will be lost. Can I get an amen? Come on, man. He's not going to lose you. They are eternally secure in him. And I got scripture to back it up. Can I get an amen? Well, you know what Pastor Fee said, man, I can't be lost. Well, did he use any scripture? Well, no, he didn't. He just said that. No. Scripture got to back it up. Can I get an amen? Let's look at this. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. When you got saved, the day you got saved, you've been following Jesus. You love his word. You like to be around the saints. Amen. You like to pray. You like to share. Hallelujah. Look at this. I give them eternal life. And they shall what? Never what? If God says you will never perish, then what you worried about? Who told you, oh man, you crossed the line, man, God's going to dump you in hell now. Wait a minute. If I couldn't save myself, why would he save me? And remember back in the day, I'm going to use this in when I was a kid. Your friend will go, I want that back. What do you mean? Yeah, and we used to call each other Indian givers. You Indian giver. You know, that was a racial slur. Indian giver? Huh? Yeah. Somebody gave you something, and then they go, I want it back. Well, wait a minute. You gave it to me. It's a gift, right? No, I want it back now. Jesus, don't play those games with us. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them. What? I got some word of back, because I heard it said, well, man, it's not you leaving, but your heart leaves. Well, where can your heart go? The Bible says he's there in the mountaintops. He's there at the bottom of the sea. He's there in the caves. He's there in your closet when you run in fear. God is omnipresent. He fills all space. So where can you run? All that the Father gives me, no one can snatch us out of his hand. Come on. Listen, the Arminian doctrine will teach otherwise. Okay, that's a little deep for some of you. But the Arminian doctrine, are you going to find them more in the Pentecostal ranks? Pentecostal, charismatic. They believe, well, man, God's going to send you to hell now. That's a lie, because that's not what God's word says. If God has saved you, he filled you with his spirit, he's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, you are now sanctified, you are now set apart, you've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, that alone right there is but the act and grace of God working in your life. Hallelujah. And so you've been placed in his hand. And Jesus said, all that the Father gives me, what? No one can snatch it out of my hand. My Father who has given to me is greater than all. Listen, if you could tell me, or if you can say, I can stop this earth from spinning right now, you're greater than the Father. The Father who spoke the whole entire universe into existence has, in his mind, chosen you. And he has placed us in Jesus' hand. You got to get this home right now. You got to let this resonate in your heart. Because the devil is going to try to trip you up somewhere down the road. We're not going to live a perfect world. We're going to say some things. We're going to do some things. We're going to fall short. Some of us are going to do a face plant. Bam. And then here comes God with his spiritual spatula. And then he props us back up so that we can keep walking.
Thank you, dear Lord.
Come on. Man, I've done many face plants. And I don't like going in the whooping shed. Oh, man, I don't like it here, God. Just a few more minutes. But he does these things because he loves us. Look at that. No one's able to snatch them out of my hand. I and my Father are what? One. Thank you, God. Come on, man. Somebody got to get excited about, man, it's like, man, the ribs are going to be gone at Hometown Buffet. Hurry up, preacher. Listen, Paul had some revelation on this. Look at this in Romans. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be what? The firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these also he called, he justified, and then he glorified. Come on, I had to bring that one home one more time. Can I get amen? Amen. Come on, man, you got to love God for what he's done. And we're going to close in Ephesians. I love the book of Ephesians. How many love Ephesians? Huh? Thank you, God. You know, when I first got saved, it was my first day in church. First day in church. I didn't know what a Bible was. Man, I was just so happy to be there. I was at Horizon Christian Fellowship. And I was looking around, all these people, man, and they all had their Bible. And I brought a Bible in, and then the pastor goes, turn to the book of Philippians. Oh, man, they got Filipinos in the book. I wonder if they had the book of Mexico, because my mom's Mexican. I had no clue. I didn't know. I didn't have one inclination of God's word other than I was so happy to be there.
Thank you, Lord.
I was just so happy to be there.
Thank you, God.
I knew that my life has radically changed in one moment of time. Look at Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him, what? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And the only way we can stand before a holy God, we have to be washed in the blood. We can't stand there with our own righteousness. Man, we would be standing like Swiss cheese. We'd be spotted all over with sin. But now God looks down, and all he sees is the blood. Look at this. Having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of grace by which he has made us accepted and beloved. In him we have what? Redemption. How do we have redemption? Through his blood. Hallelujah. Through the blood. The forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. His riches, man, far exceed the riches of this earth. Hallelujah. Because this blood continues to be poured out this day. Can I get an amen? Amen? Thank you, God. Look at this. Which he made us abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Thank you, God. Look at this. Having been made. This was a mystery. Some of you that like to read mystery novels, you know, who done it? And some of you cheat and go to the end and start instead reading the whole book. But it was a mystery. Come on. Before you got saved. Come on, man. People should tell you about Jesus. What? Some of you had sailor mouths. But it was a mystery to you. You didn't understand it. I don't get this. You know why? Because we were dead. We were all dead. We were all zombies walking around. Look at this. According to his good pleasure, he purposed himself that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Okay, man, what does that mean? These are the people that have gone on to heaven. He's going to gather them, and he's going to gather us that are on the earth, and he's going to bring us all together. So listen, for those of you who have loved ones in heaven, it's not going to be a long time from now. We're going to be reunited with them real shortly. So we miss them now. I get that. But we're going to be reunited with them. Hallelujah. And when we are reunited with them, it's not going to be a peaches and herbs song. Did I go there? No, listen. We're gonna have a body like theirs, and we're gonna be reunited as a family in heaven. Oh my gosh! Now that's where the real party is. Hallelujah! And we'll all be drunk in the new wine. That's right. We won't be wine bibbers up there. We're going to have the Holy Ghost through us and in us. You know, God gave us the Holy Spirit, and he just gave us like a little taste. Because if he were to pour out his fullness upon us, we would disintegrate. We'd be consumed in his glory. This is why he told Moses, hey, Moses, don't look at me. Turn your face when I walk by you. Moses had to turn and saw the train of his robe. He saw the back hinder parts of God. Why? Because if he would have looked at God face to face, he would disintegrate it. But when we have that new body like them in heaven, we'll be able to be right in glory with God. And we'll not have to disintegrate. We will worship him and praise him and glorify him. Hallelujah. And many of us who he has crowned with righteousness are going to toss the crowns at his feet and say, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Who was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy is God. Hallelujah. You got to believe that, saints. And time is running out on this earth, and we're going to be with him soon. The signs are all here. The convergence is here. The wars, the earthquake. We just had one down in Mexico. Man, there's one coming. You just hold on. Hold on when things start rocking. Hold on. Just hold on. Say, Lord, I'm holding on to you. He won't watch over you. In him we also obtain an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Thank you, God. Look at this. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were what?
Sealed.
Aren't you so blessed? Listen, we got seals on our canned goods and our bottles. Sometimes we put a seal over it and we put it in the refrigerator. But we can open it. No one can open your seal. No one can take you out of God's hand. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So when the Holy Ghost came, hallelujah, he sealed you right there. The blood washed you. So the blood had to purify you. You had to stand before God without any sin. And then the Holy Ghost came. Oh my gosh, man. This is God's perfect will. Aren't you glad that we could not conjure up this plan? Man, if some of you had this already figured out, man, I need to sit with you. God had it all planned out. Yes, he did. Look at that. Who is the guarantee? You got to... Some of you, man, have taken stuff back to Costco and Walmart. And so I'm sorry. If you would have brought it back yesterday, we would have reimbursed you. But you brought it a day later. Sorry. There's no guarantee no more. That's not what God said. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession? He purchased us with the blood on the cross. Thank you, God. So when you look around, you looked at every one of us in here. We were bought with a price. So now, what did God say now? Glorify him. Glorify him in your whole being. Lord, I worship you. I praise you. Even if you got only $5 in your wallet, who cares? Worship and praise him. Guess what? He'll drop some more. He'll drop some more ducats in your pocket. I used to call money ducats back in the day. I'm bringing some of you way back. Look at this. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory? Hallelujah. Look at this. Now, take this home. When the devil comes and tries to blackmail you, when a friend or family member betrays you, when someone comes and insinuates something about you, when the enemy comes and says you are worthless, you're not a Christian. Paul wrote this: who shall bring a charge against God's elect? I want you to say this with me: I am God's elect. Say that with me again: I am God's elect. Can I get an amen? It is God who justifies you. Aren't you so blessed? Man, man, there's some crooked judges in our land. Wicked judges. And they get paid off and bought off. Hallelujah. But God, no, man. He says, who shall bring a charge against my elect? Come on, you gotta take this one home now. This is the closing scriptures for you to take home with you. Because the enemy's going to try to dupe you in your mind and say, you know what? You fall so short. You missed the mark. He's done with you. It is God who justifies. Amen. Who is he who condemns you? God will never condemn you. God will never condemn you. It's not in his nature to condemn you. What he has saved, he has blessed. Can I get an amen? It is Christ who died. Look at this. And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. Jesus 24/7 is praying for you. Man, I know, sister, you can make it. Brother, you can make it. Because I got your back. I got your front. I got you from above. I got you from the right. I got you from the left. And I got you from below. He's with us. He is with us, and he's praying for you. Even when you have your moment and you fall short, he's there with you. Now, he'll bring a conviction, but he won't condemn you. There's a difference between condemnation and conviction. The Holy Spirit convicts us to draw us closer to him.
Yes.
The devil comes and condemns you to have you run from God. There's a difference. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Don't we serve a mighty God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And to prove the point that he's interceding for us right here. Therefore, he is also able to save the uttermost of those who come to God through him. Why? Because he always lives to make intercession for them. Oh my gosh, it's right there. He's able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. I don't care where you were. I don't care what you were in. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you were in an alternative lifestyle or not. I don't care, man, if you was the kingpin of the city here. Holding all the dope. I don't care all that. But once he made an election, and once he saved you, hallelujah, and once he washed you in his blood, hallelujah, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. You need to be excited about this. Because he's coming, hallelujah, for a bride, hallelujah, that's washed in the blood. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so I'm praying right now for those right now listening to this message. There's people right now that need to hear a message like this.
Yes.
You know why? Because many have backslidden out of the church because someone lied to them.
Yes.
Someone told them that you're worthless. You're no good. You're a failure. That's a lie from the pit. You know why? Because in Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And not of yourself. We cannot save ourselves. Can I get an amen? It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. We can't boast about this. We can say, oh man, look at me now. I came to save us. Anybody get anything out of this message this morning? So when you leave this place, just know you are a tulip. And you're not tiptoeing through the tulips. God has prepared a wonderful place for you and I that believe in him, that love him. Because he's the one that called us. Can I get an amen? There's nothing we can do to earn this great salvation. It's all his grace and all his mercy and all his love. And I'm praying for the person that's listening right now. Maybe you invited someone to listen to this. Maybe you said, hey, you got to hear this message, man. And And I know it may go long, but you know, endure this. Endure this 40, 50 minutes. And then ask God to speak to your heart. You know why? Because that was an act of love on the cross. And he bled for those who would be saved. And we don't know who's not going to be saved. All we do as believers, we have hope for people to be saved. We have hope in him. I shared on a Wednesday night. In scripture, there was a lady that kept going to the judge, pounding. What does that lady want? She bugs me every day. Finally, that judge says, you know, I don't even know who your God is, but you are a pest to me. Give her what she wants so she can be gone. You know what that was? Persistent prayer. She didn't give up. Don't give up on your family members. Don't give up on your loved ones. Let them know, hey, God saved me. He can save you too. You never know when God will quicken them from their dead state and make them come alive like he made us alive. And watch God do the miraculous in their life. If you're listening to this message, God has something mighty and awesome for your life. Pray this simple prayer. The prayer don't save you. It's your faith in Jesus Christ that'll save you. God has given us here on earth a wonderful tool to be used by mankind. It's called prayer. And that's how we can communicate to a holy God in heaven, through prayer. And if you're listening to this message, ask God right now to do that mighty work in your life. We here at Amazing Grace are going to pray with you. And just allow God to do something special. Pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you, God. While we were yet sinners, you died for us. You chose us. And we're here now as recipients of your grace. Lord Jesus, I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Let's glorify him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com. Or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.